Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. You know, Chuck, so many people are telling us that they are concerned about the economy, they're concerned about their personal debt, and all of this is making them fearful about their future.
Well, Dave, just last weekend, I had the privilege to speak to a real large church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Matter of fact, I spoke at Denton Bible Church and just really had a great experience because I opened it up to the audience for questions. And what I heard over and over and over again is that people are living without margin, and this shaky economy is really troubling because any little bit of going backwards, whether it's in their income or whether it's in their work situation, is going to create a lot of fear and panic for them. And so it's very helpful to hear their questions and to hear what's on their hearts.
Well, you know, our guest today will share her story of going through getting into terrible debt and then how God stepped into her situation. She and her husband got out of debt, but also how he changed their lives in that process. I think, Chuck, sometimes when we get into those spaces, we really wonder if God does care for us, if he's still there and if he's still waiting to help us.
Well, Dave, God cares for big problems and little problems. I mean, he's personally engaged with where we are and where we live and what we think. And I just had an experience I've got to share with our audience because all of us have been there. Dave, just recently I go in at night and I Ann and I both usually pray with the boys. And I was sitting in the dark room, and the 10-year-old told me that he wanted to pray that he would have good dreams. And Luke, my 7-year-old, said, "Dad, I want you to pray that I find the silver egg." Well, I'd forgotten that the next day was the Easter egg hunt at church. And so I just closed my eyes and, you know, like, okay, Lord, I pray that John doesn't have bad dreams and that Luke will find the silver egg. And I remember thinking, okay, you know, thank you, Lord. And amen. And, you know, they go to sleep, you know, by the time I'm through praying sometimes. Yeah. Well, the next day we go to the Easter egg hunt, and there's a pandemonium, kids everywhere, eggs everywhere. And within a couple of minutes, my little Luke came running up to me holding the silver egg.
Mm-hmm.
And the first words out of his mouth were, "Dad, God answered our prayer."
Mm-hmm.
And it just stopped me in my tracks because I'd really forgotten that I prayed that prayer. You know, I just wasn't thinking about it, Dave. And Luke was there demonstrating childlike faith. And it just touched me. God will answer our prayer, whether they're big or small.
Well, Chuck, that is a great story. And it's a great reminder of the God that we serve. And in just a moment, you're going to meet Julia Sizemore and hear how God stepped into her situation and made himself very real. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
The economy is frontline news, but how do you know who you can trust? Each day on Money Life, we'll bring you up-to-date information on the topics that are important to you. From the current housing crisis to protecting your investments, Money Life will bring you a balanced, biblical perspective to the world around you. Calling on some of today's best financial advisors, Money Life will go deep on topics so you can be informed before you make a decision. Money Life will also bring you the stories of everyday people that will inspire and encourage you to live out God's financial principles.
Hi, this is Chuck Bentley, host of Money Life. And I hope you'll join me each day as we discover how to make money, how to manage it well, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes. It's a crazy world out there, but there's hope, help, and insight available. And I look forward to discovering it together with you.
Join Chuck Bentley for Money Life each weekday. Money Life is a broadcast production of Crown Financial Ministries.
Julia, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great, and it's especially a joy to have you on the program with us. I know that our listeners are just going to love your story. Tell us just a little bit about yourself, Julia.
Well, first let me say it is a pleasure to share God's story and how he's worked through us.
Well, I know that it's been an amazing journey, so just a little bit of your background, and then we'll bring our listeners up to speed on what God's done in your life.
Okay. Well, I grew up out in West Texas in the big city of Odessa in Midland, and grew up in I was blessed with a very interesting home. I had a father who, during the oil boom, decided not to work, so I went to work at the age of 12. By the time I was 16, I was working full-time and going to school.
Wow. And then you married someone in the oil and gas business as well, didn't you, Julia?
I did. I married my high school sweetheart. We met in high school and then married his senior year in college.
Well, and many people think that if you're in the oil business, you're rich and then it's just been great all the time, but that certainly hasn't been your story, has it?
No, it has not. Yes, God blessed us with a very up and down time in our life through the industry. We, as I mentioned, growing up, we were growing up in the middle of an oil boom where people literally became millionaires overnight. And then the bust hit. And during those times, you were very fortunate to be able to find a job.
Well, and you're married to a very educated man. Your husband, Charlie, you had shared, has an engineering degree and an MBA, but he was struggling with keeping a job.
He was. When we had little children, I remember at one point in our marriage, he had been laid off, and we had little children, and we had made about $150 a week to live on. In our industry, it's not, has your husband been laid off, or have you been laid off, but how many times?
Yeah, so you know what living with economic uncertainty is all about. How did you get through those times when Charlie was between jobs?
Well, one thing I can say about my wonderful husband is he did whatever it took. He actually went to work at one point sweeping floors for minimum wage. So I could always count on him at least providing something.
So you guys got into a financial bind, but it wasn't because Charlie wasn't willing or able to work. It's just he wasn't able to work in his field.
Correct, yes. He wasn't able to work in his field. And we were just fortunate to find anything in that area.
Well, you're listening to Money Life, and we're talking to Julia Sizemore. And Julia is sharing with us her journey from financial bondage into financial liberty. And, Julia, what kind of decisions were you guys making that got you into financial trouble?
Well, Chuck, I will admit we weren't making wise decisions. Through the layoffs. One of our children, we have two girls, 14 months apart, and one of them, we've kind of joke with her and tell her that she was our credit card baby.
So you pay you paid for her with credit cards all the way, huh?
We certainly did.
Well, there's some good uses for those credit cards, aren't there?
There are.
But
you have to pay the hospital and your child is born, you can just hand them the credit card.
So were credit cards your nemesis? Is that how you began to accumulate so much debt, Julia?
It is. I grew up in the church, have been a Christian all of my life, but I really, truly did not know there was so much about finances. So we really turned to the world, which told us we had to have a credit card. You had to acquire credit. So we did an excellent job of acquiring lots of credit.
So how much debt did you find yourself into?
Overall or...
Well, just as much as you want to tell us about, Julia.
Well, I will tell you, we acquired quite a bit of debt through the total time from start to payoff on credit card debt alone. We had $100,000 in credit card debt, right at $100,000.
Oh, wow. That's that's a lot of credit card debt, Julia.
Yes,
what were the implications at that time when you started to total it up and you said, oh, my goodness, we're in way over our head? What was happening in your lives emotionally?
Well, to be honest, it was very difficult. It was stressful. We were both suffering, of course, with being overwhelmed. It hurt our marriage, which in turn, you know, hurt our family. And when we actually sat down, we both ignored the debt. You know, we just did what we had to do, and we pretty much ignored it. So once we sat down and really looked at the debt, we actually had been moved from Odessa, Midland, to the Dallas-Fort Worth area because of a company that was laying off. We had a choice between a layoff or a lateral move to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we had less than 12 hours to give them our answer. Because if he didn't take the job, they were going to put someone else in that slot. So it was extremely stressful.
So you've got to make a quick decision. And
yes.
How long had you been married at that time, Julia?
Let's see. At that time in our marriage, we had probably been married about 15 years.
So you've been 15 years in marriage. You've got to make another move. You're unsure what that move's going to involve. You got all this debt. How were you sleeping at night?
We weren't sleeping at night.
Yeah.
There was literally a period when both my husband and I couldn't sleep. At one point, I was so upset and distraught by it, I would just shake, and it would wake me up.
Julia, were you turning to the Lord at that point in your life?
You know, we were. At that point, I was turning to the Lord for help, but we didn't quite know what to do.
What was the turning point? When did you decide you were going to change, you weren't going to do it anymore?
You know, the turning point, I remember exactly when that was. We were sitting in our kitchen in Midland, Texas, and Charlie, at that point, as I said, had said, called me and said, here's our choices. We either take a demotion, a layoff, or a lateral move to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we brought our girls around the table. I remember sitting there, and to be honest, we were all crying, trying to figure out what to do. And we just bowed our head in prayer and asked God to direct us. Through that, we obviously made the decision to move to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we knew that we had to make a drastic change or we were headed straight for bankruptcy. Our true choices, I felt like, were bankruptcy or to get out of debt. And we obviously wanted to work on the getting out of debt, so we just relied on the Lord and His direction.
Well, you're probably exactly where many of our listeners have found themselves, overwhelmed, fearful, just really looking to the Lord but not knowing exactly what to do. We've got to take a quick break, Julia. But when we come back, I want you to pick up on that thought and give us some very specific ideas of what you did to overcome this debt. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
According to a recent survey, over 70% of all workers in the U.S. don't like their jobs. 70%. If that describes you, we want to help. Introducing Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a powerful assessment system that measures your spiritual interests and gifts with scientific career guidance technology. Career Direct was developed over a 10-year period, and over 120,000 people have benefited from taking the Career Direct Complete Guidance System. And you can too. It only takes about an hour to complete, and you'll receive the results of your assessment in an easy-to-read, personalized report that can be immediately viewed or printed. Go to crown.org, that's crown.org, and sign up for the Career Direct Complete Guidance System today. Imagine pursuing what you were created to do and getting paid to do it. Let Career Direct help you take the first step toward your new career. You'll be glad you did. Go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. We're talking to Julia Sizemore, and Julia and her husband Charlie, with two young children, after 15 years of marriage, found themselves with $100,000 of credit card debt. And Julia, you had this prayer around the table. You decided in this short period of time to move to Dallas. What happened? What happened when you moved to Dallas?
Well, once we moved here, we began looking for a church. And I remember we had several referrals. We went into this one church. We sat down, and in the bulletin it said, would you like to know more about how to manage your finances God's way? And I turned to my husband and I said, this is why we are here. Not because of your job, but because this is where the Lord wanted us.
Yeah, so He was answering your prayer right then and there.
Absolutely.
And so what did you do once you read the bulletin, Julia?
Well, we signed up for the class, and it was actually the Crown Small Group Study. During that time, it was mentioned that there were coaches available at the church. So I literally picked up the phone, and the sweet coach, after listening to me cry for 30 minutes probably, she got us involved in the coaching program as well as the small group Bible study.
And so did you put a plan together? What was your very first step to make a change?
Our very first step was prayer. Our second step was very painful. Keep our receipts for 30 days. Very painful. And I'm actually a coach now, so I'm always telling people, I understand. This is bad. This is painful, but it's necessary.
So the first step was just to find out where you were.
Exactly. We kept our receipts for 30 days, marked it on a 30-day diary, and then we transfer it over to a income and expense, or what we like to call a make and owe.
A make and owe statement. That's not your budget, but it's what you make and what you owe.
Correct.
Just pretty much down to the bottom line. You're listening to Money Life, and we're talking to Julia Sizemore about their fascinating journey that they took to get out of $100,000 of credit card debt. So you've got this make and owe statement. What did it do for you? How did it help you stop spending and to start paying down debt?
Well, what it did for us was many things. Number one, for the first time in our marriage, my husband and I were talking together about our finances. As you mentioned, he's a petroleum engineer. At work, he manages multi-million dollar accounts, but as he states, he couldn't balance our checkbook, and he couldn't. So that got us on the same track together where we were talking about our finances together. That's the first thing it did. The second thing it did is it gave us a plan. It allowed us to see where we were spending too much money, where we needed to cut back.
And then how long did it take you to start making real progress, Julia?
Well, it depends on what you call progress. Relationally, in our marriage, immediately, we finally were communicating. Financially, it probably took us at least a year to get on a good solid budget, and that's staying with it and getting used to it. It's kind of like brushing your teeth. When you start brushing your teeth, it becomes a habit. We had to form that habit. That probably took us a year to get on a solid habit of knowing where we were financially. And then probably another, maybe within the first year, 2 years, we were really beginning to pay things off.
Yeah, and that's been a number of years now, Julia. Have you made the progress you were hoping to make?
You know what? I am so excited, and I have to say, I truly believe it's not anything that Charlie and I did. It was by applying God's word to our life. Yes, Chuck, I am so excited to say we turned that completely around. Now, we did make mistakes along the way, but we have paid everything off, all our credit cards, all our girls' college. We've been paying cash for our girls' college. We also paid off a car, and we just received the money to pay off our second car. So, in other words, we have everything paid off except for our house.
Wow. That's just so wonderful, Julia. You know, there are people listening today who are thinking, I want to do that. I want to go down that same journey. What would you tell them, Julia, to take that first step? What's the first thing you tell them to do?
The first thing I tell them to do is to pray. And then I really believe in learning God's biblical principles, because it's not about the numbers and the money. It's about the heart. Once our heart changed and we really desired to do it God's way, it totally changed our lives.
How does it feel today to be out from under that load?
Oh, I just can't even describe it. It is just so freeing, and not to be bound by stuff and debt and creditors calling me and us having to say, well, you know, please work with us. We've got your name in the hat. We really want to pay you. I mean, that was horrible. That was a horrible time. And now it's so awesome because we're able to have everything paid off. When we get a letter in the mail from one of these wonderful young college or high school kids who are going to the mission field, we open our checkbook and we write them a check to help support them to go either into the mission field or go on mission trips. I just can't say enough about how freeing it is.
Well, Julia, your story is so inspiring, because here on the Money Life program, we tell people that it's about make, manage, and fulfill. And when you and Charlie turn to the Lord, you, by your own testimony, you decided to increase your income. Then he showed you how to make more money through your business. He showed you how to manage what you had more wisely. And now he's giving you the opportunity to go and fulfill his purposes by helping others do the same thing. You're the perfect story for what we're trying to communicate here, Julia, and it's been so inspiring. Thank you for being our guest today on Money Life.
Absolutely. Thank you for allowing me to share God's work.
We'll be right back with more Money Life right after this.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball here with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, help us put some practical feet to Julia's story.
Well, here at Money Life, we want to bring stories that will inspire people to take action. And Julia's story covers the whole gamut of make, manage, and fulfill. But there are some practical steps that Charlie and Julia took together. Number one, they acknowledged the problem. Mm. You know, they couldn't keep living on credit cards. They couldn't keep just betting on the future. At some point, they had to say, enough is enough. Let's face the issues and let's figure out what we're going to do. Number two, they had to make a decision to follow a plan. And their plan was pretty comprehensive. They decided they needed to improve their income. And because Charlie was waiting on jobs and they weren't coming and there was a lot of uncertainty, Julia started a small business, something she could do, something that would bring in extra income and allow her flexibility to raise the children and to meet the hours that she needed. So that was a very wise offensive move. Mm-hmm. Number two, they attacked their debt. They didn't just improve their lifestyle. They said, we're going to use this extra income to pay down the debt and be very disciplined in doing that. And then number three, they really focused on the Lord. They submitted their plans to the Lord and said, we want to stay in an environment and with a group that will help us to stay encouraged to get this done. And they became a team. There was an offensive team, defensive strategy, and they worked together to get it done. You know, I love what she said at the end, that there were huge benefits to what they did. It added margin back in their life, Dave. It lowered their stress. It gave them peace. Julia said it just feels so good. It just feels so wonderful. And now what she's doing is giving back. She is sharing with other people their journey and saying, you can do it too. Anybody can do it. If we can do it in the situation we were in, you can do it too. It reminds me of a verse that we don't often think of when we think about money, but it was actually Martin Luther's favorite verse. It was from Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength. Sounds like he wrote a song from that, mm-hmm. doesn't it, Dave? Mm-hmm. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountain falls into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. We're not going to fear. And that's the way it feels when you're under a pile of debt, when you have no margin, your backs are against the wall, and you feel trapped. And Dave, Julia's story says, God is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our ever-present help. He's present tense. Mm. And I just pray for our listeners who are in a great deal of fear right now that they would turn to God and follow His ways.
Well, that is so helpful. Thanks, Chuck. Well, tomorrow, Chuck Bentley will be here to answer your questions about setting up an emergency fund, assisting single moms, or when to help your adult children, and a lot more, and all from a biblical perspective. That's tomorrow here on Money Life. For Chuck Bentley and the entire staff, thanks for listening to today's edition of Money Life.